Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Mpo Palazzi joins us this morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you today?
A very good morning to you. Well, I'm very positive about the future of Johannesburg, but also just the future of this country, to see the judiciary stand for justice and stand for law and order. It's quite encouraging to see. So, yeah, it's a new day in the city of Johannesburg. The rightful administration is back in office, and we're back to our commitment to our residents of repairing and rebuilding our broken system.
So one of the concerns and one of the headlines screaming at us from some of the publications is that, well, it was just a technicality, don't get comfortable. What is your response to that?
Well, of course, we're looking at the fact that the Patriotic Alliance has left our coalition, leaving us in a vulnerable position as a minority government. So, yes, they're looking at the fact that the ANC and their partners are looking to bring another motion of no confidence and do it legally this time. In fact, they've already called a programming meeting for this Friday where this motion will be discussed, and I imagine they'd want to bring it to a council meeting that will be announced probably for next week sometime. It's not surprising. We expected that that would happen, and that's why we're engaging in negotiations with our partners to look at what we can do to strengthen our chances of surviving that motion.
Right, because this is almost a second chance, and perhaps coalition partners can now, or potential coalition partners, should be looking at it and saying, look, we've been given this opportunity. Maybe it's time for us to get our act together and form a strong coalition that can move the city of Johannesburg forward.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the resolve is quite strong. You know, all our partners are on board. Quite exciting to see. We've got the ACDP, the Freedom Front Plus, the ISP, the UIM, we've got Action SA. I had my first mayoral committee last night, and 9 out of 10 NMCs were in attendance. In fact, 8 out of 10, but the 9th one was the Action SA NMC, was traveling back from out of the country, but right, his office was in attendance. So we're only short of the Patriotic Alliance MNC, who have unfortunately had to relieve of their duties given their alignment currently. We've got a vacancy in that position. But you could see from that, and that all MNCs are ready to get to work. We've lost 3 weeks. It's a long time. We've not only lost time, but a lot has happened to undermine our hard work in the 3 weeks that we've been in office, and we've really raring to undo some of the wrong and illegal decisions that were made in those times. So, yes, we're all back, and we would like to stay in government, and I believe that we'll do everything in our power to stay.
What can you elaborate at all on some of these decisions or these illegal decisions that were made during your absence?
Well, the first thing that we reversed was where the 13 boards of entities were told to stop operating. You know, and I mean, I imagine if we want to replace the boards of entities, we have boards that align with you, whatever the case may be, you would not disrupt the work of government. We've had a water crisis in the city, and we had a job of water board that could not meet to make decisions. So that for me is quite problematic, and it speaks to maladministration more than anything else. And so I've already issued a directive for all the boards to resume their duties. And we will continue working. Our board will only due for review early next year, in January, February, when they're about a year old. So that's been reversed. There's been a lot of acting appointments as well that are problematic, with people with questionable past, people with previous cases of corruption, maladministration have been placed in very senior positions. That's very concerning to us. So in the mayoral committee that I held last night, we reviewed some of those acting arrangements and really restoring people back into position who were in those positions before we were illegally ousted. That's another one.
Right.
The Group Forensic Investigation Services Unit as well, we saw a change there in acting arrangements. We're reviewing that as well. In fact, the MNC responsible this morning will ensure that the person that was always working closely with General and understands that unit well, and was in fact a custodian of many of the cases that are in the system. Some of it that we trust will see those cases through, that they are restored to the acting position while we continue with filling that post. These are just a few of the examples of some of the decisions that were made in the last few weeks that we've already started overturning.
How do you prevent you know, let's assume that this motion of no confidence goes ahead again next week. You rally the support that is needed. How do you prevent this type of obstructive politics from impeding your goal, which is to improve the city of Johannesburg? In other words, that it doesn't happen over and over again to sabotage whatever good work you would like to do.
Well, at a local level, we need to review the rules. So the rules of council allow for motions of no confidence to be tabled as many times as the opposition would like to do so. I think that, for me, is a glaring gap that we need to look at. We should potentially look at having, you know, a time frame within which you can't bring a motion back if a motion has been defeated, for example. But I think at the national level, we do need to engage in some legal reform, looking at other countries where coalitions have been in place for years and where they still experience stability in spite of the coalition nature of their government. You'll find that there's protection from the law. You know, we've recently in the Democratic Alliance at a mayoral breakaway had engagement with a former mayor in Denmark who's now deputy mayor. And one of the things they had to say is that in Denmark, not allowed to bring a motion of no confidence against the sitting mayor. And that, in fact, it's very difficult as a sitting mayor to leave your office because you would need permission from council. And even if you fall ill, they say you would need to ask council if you can be relieved of your duties, and council reserves the right to refuse. So you can see how the legal framework protects stability in such settings. And unfortunately, in South Africa, where we've had a single party majority rule for many, many years, we've not gone back to the drawing table and said, well, you know, the political landscape is changing and we're seeing more and more coalitions, particularly in local governments, and I believe in 2024 we'll see if these play out even at the provincial and national level. And that calls for a reform in legislation to bring about stability and protect our government.